Chris Brown's going to stay in anger management as opposed to going to jail for violating his probation for that altercation that happened in D.C. Now, despite prosecutors wanting him to go to jail, he has been on probation since 2009 for his assault on Rihanna. His trial for his D.C. assault case continues later this month. Diddy put rumors to rest about a possible engagement between he and longtime girlfriend Cassie. Now, Diddy's 44. She's 27. The rumors started after Diddy posted a picture of a big, huge diamond ring on Instagram. The caption said, quote, "Baby, do you like it?
Was that Cassie?
No. Cassie the girl.
Fell in a well?
Cassie the girl. Your ring. Your chance of ever marrying Diddy fell in the well.
Go get help, girl. Go get help.
So the post said, "Baby, do you like it? I just want to get you what you like." Cassie wrote back, "It's perfect." And then later, Keisha Cole posted a picture of Cassie wearing the ring. Now, it definitely looks like a wedding, like an engagement. It's huge. It's gorgeous. So, I mean,
promise ring.
I mean, she's been waiting long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Russ, as I told you earlier, you might not have thought the Super Bowl halftime was all that, but it did break records. Bruno Mars and Red Hot Chili Peppers, 115 million people watched. That is more than the 114 million that watched Madonna the year before, and more than 110 million people watched Beyonce. Speaking of Beyonce, she is really trying to shed that good girl title, not only with her Grown Woman album. I mean, just listen to Rockin'. But did you see the pictures of the chick kind of sitting in her lap, almost giving her a lap dance?
Yeah.
The girl's supposedly a stripper, but she's wearing shorts. But I'm like, really, Beyonce?
Yeah. That's a Rihanna move.
Stop.
So
what?
Is Jay trying to make B like Rihanna? Or is B trying to keep up with Rihanna?
Y'all are so dumb. There's no competition between the two.
You crazy.
SWV is all in all the talk shows these days. You know, 90s group SWV. They say they're broke because their managers did the same thing to them that Pebbles did to TLC.
I believe it.
I believe it too. I believe
there was very few people that understood the game back in the day. You
especially
know how
women.
It works.
Especially women. It was very hard.
Well, it's a lot of you get a lot of dudes out the hood, man, that just didn't understand.
And guess what? It's a lot right now that still don't understand. Hey, I'm buying this month's Vanity Fair because it's the annual Hollywood issue. 12 of the biggest stars in Vanity Fair's 20th annual Hollywood issue. And for once, they have as many African-Americans. Well, I shouldn't say African-Americans, but people of color on the issue as they do non-people of color. Like Chiwetel Ejiofor from 12 Years a Slave is on there. Let's see who else. Lupita Nyong'o from 12 Years a Slave as well. Sexiest Man Alive, Idris Elba, besides my husband, Idris Elba. What? Of course, he was in Mandela. Michael B. Jordan.
You know that Idris doesn't bathe. You know that, right?
I don't, because he's European. Because he's from London.
Care? I don't bathe.
No, they say he just...
From maybe it's a culture thing that they don't believe in like deodorant and stuff
like
that.
Such a liar. We sat up and had lunch with that man one time.
Here's what you do.
He did not stink. We had lunch with him.
All right, hey, tough girl. Hey, tough girl. How about get on a cross-country flight with Idris, okay?
Oh, I'll
get on one. You sit right next to him. You'll be drooling for the first 5 minutes and then wanting to vomit after that.
Russ, you hosted a show with him. He wasn't funky. You didn't even iron your suit for that show. How are you going to talk about somebody else?
I wasn't around him that long.
Oh, you're pitiful.
Can I imagine if I was there for another hour, he would have been humming.
In my country.
You know what? You're such a hater. 2 Chainz is heading out on tour today in Boston. Meanwhile, he and Ciara just released their latest collabo, Anytime. In stores today, Toni Braxton and Babyface's collabo album, Love, Marriage, and Divorce.
All right.
I'm Alfredo. That's Hot Off the Wire. For more stuff, go to the rest of our morningshow.com. You ain't going to talk about Idris. Ever again.
I don't bathe.
I just heard that he just doesn't do deodorant.
We sat
all.
There and had lunch with him and he wasn't stinking. That was soup.
Not yet. It was early.
It was soup.
That was you.
It was early.
Shut up.